Hello.
Hi, is this Mary Riley speaking?
Yes, it is.
Mary, this is Sherwin Benjamin from Notebook Writing. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Mary, unfortunately, I assume you would be informed at this time that Lisa is not feeling well. I will
I'm
be able
sorry,
to.
I'm having trouble understanding you. What are you
Can you hear
saying?
me now?
A little better, yes.
So I'm saying Lisa Taylor is not feeling well today. So can you kindly tell me the concern at this time so I see if I can resolve that or not?
You said Lisa's not in the office today, and you want me to do what?
Lisa's not in the office. She's not feeling well. You just recently called the office, right?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was just
Why?
confirming your
Why?
concern.
Yes. Why does Lisa's phone number not even go to a voicemail? It just rings and rings and rings and rings and rings like 30 times, and then it goes to a busy signal.
Not sure about that. Maybe she doesn't she like there's a there's an option that you can just disable your voice box, so.
Well, okay, so you're just confirming my concern, and you have no other information about
I do have
it. Is that
information
right?
about that you have currently requested for a refund, and I assume Lisa would have the correct update for that. So currently, from what I see on my system, that it is in the works.
Okay, Eli. She had told me it could take up to 12 days. We're at 14 days, business days now, and it's still on my credit card, and I just want it removed. That's all that has to be done. They just have to remove it from my credit card.
It does seem very simple to do. However, because we run because like we have global clients, we have to run everything through a merchant. Now, when we run things through a merchant, things get a lot more complicated than usual for general payments, because we're not directly going through a bank, we're going through a merchant to make payments, because a lot of them are international as well. Due to that, there is a difference in the amount of time it takes to complete a transaction, especially when it comes for a refund. That's why the time is slightly ambiguous.
It would have been nice if Lisa had explained that to me and not told me I'd have it within 12 days. And then, but you are seeing it's in the works, because I'll be honest
Yes.
with you, I'm becoming very nervous about ever getting my money back. This has been really, really a bad experience. I mean, they lost my book. Everything under the sun that they could have done wrong, they did. And now I'm fighting to get my money back. I mean, I really have a bad feeling about this whole
Mary,
thing.
you don't have to. You don't have to fight for anything. I know it does take. I know it takes. Honestly, we do understand that your concern is that, of course, you lost the book, as you said, and.
Yeah, that's pretty damn bad. They lost my book. I mean, that's pretty bad. It's pretty
How?
bad.
So what
How?
exactly
You want
happened?
to know? I'll tell you the whole story quickly. I found Gnome online. A man by the name of David somebody called me, Daniel Garcia. And anyway, we had a long talk, and he seemed to be very professional. He told me exactly how the process works and all of that stuff. Gave me an address to mail my book. Now, they knew it was paper-typed book, because I did it 30 years ago. There wasn't digital at that time. And nobody said to me, go find somebody to make it digital. Never, nobody ever said that. They just said, mail it. Gave me an address to mail it. They told me to use UPS, which I did. They said they use it all the time. I gave me an address to mail it. Then I got contacted by UPS saying they couldn't deliver it because it didn't have a unit number on
I
it.
completely understand now. I understand the situation.
Well,
I
wait a
have
minute.
been in touch with
Wait
this.
a minute. wait a minute. Mm-hmm. That completely flagged a warning to me. I'm like, I called Lisa. I said, a unit number. Is this being delivered to somebody's house? And she wouldn't answer me. And I said, that's weird. Okay. And then I gave UPS the unit number as they instructed me. Well, the UPS driver had to deliver it to the guy's front door because the only mail drop he had was a little clock in a door. Big, another huge, stupid mistake. So he delivered it to the front door, and it disappeared because Daniel Garcia was not there for 4 days because he had a sick wife or something in the hospital, and I understand that. But my book laid there till somebody picked it up and took it. So that's how they lost it, okay?
Okay,
and,
I understand.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough. Yeah. I do understand that if that was your, you know.
So somebody has my book, and if they like it, they'll probably publish it under another name, and I'm screwed. So there we are. Anyway. If you can help me.
I'll definitely check into this personally. Okay, you can remember.
Okay.
You can keep my name, write it down, Sheldon Benjamin. Okay.
I will. Just a minute. What is your name?
Sheldon Benjamin.
Sheldon
Benjamin.
Benjamin?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you can keep that name on handy. If Lisa's not available, just you can ask for me at the reception. I usually come in unless I'm sick. So.
Are you at the main office or where are you?
I'm at the same office as Lisa. I'm basically her. I'm basically a coworker. That's why I'm currently here. Because her desk is right beside mine. So.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I usually have an update on this, what situation this was. And we're being very honest to you, Riley. Me, Lisa, and James, we have another guy here. We went for at least 2 weeks trying to contact UPS. We filed 4 claims.
Oh, I know.
All of which were rejected.
Lisa told me that she tried to do that, and I appreciate that. But that still doesn't.
I do completely understand. That's why we tried to do everything we could. And that's why I know you're eligible for a refund, which is why we're trying to process this. I know it's taking a painstaking amount of time, but I promise you, you'll get it eventually, because I usually only go for refunds. We do give 12 days because that's our general protocol, but being very honest with you, it's a very ambiguous time because it depends on the merchant.
So you knew the whole story, but you made me repeat it to you?
No. I forgot. As I told you, I told you in between when you started telling me about the story. Then I remembered, okay, this is the story. Then I got connected. Okay, this is the person we're talking about.
Okay, I see. All right. Well,
so I can only apologize for your experience. I really, really can't do much about it at this time.
This is one of the worst professional experiences I've ever had. I've never seen so many blatant mistakes in my life. I mean, really, really unprofessional. And so how long am I supposed to wait now for my money since it goes through a merchant?
Right now, as you're saying, it's been 14 days?
Yeah, 14 business days.
14 business days. So given that it is the 30th today, I assume Lisa must have informed you around that there's 1-5-5 around 3 weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Normally it does take 12 days. I'll have to check in with finance to see what's going on. Maybe we're having a problem with the merchants because we are in midway switching. So let me see what's going on. And hopefully I'll get back to you today. If not today, I'll get back to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, and if
you
should get...
Today, overall?
Yes,
but
if you should call, the number should be kicked out. Leave me a message with a number to call you back because I have one of those robo-killer apps on my phone that gets rid of spam.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the number doesn't appear in my contacts. It doesn't allow it, so...
I'll give this exact number. So it's given that this call went through, I think the other one will also go through.
Okay. All right. Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you
no
very
problem.
Much.
No problem. Take
okay.
Care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.